AP Radio News. I'm Rita Foley. It's 10 o'clock in South Carolina. Time for the Confederate flag, which flies on State House grounds, to come down one final time. Edith Childs is there in Columbia to see it for herself.
It meant slavery. It meant depression, oppression, you name it. All of those things that it has meant all these years.
The debate over the flag intensified 3 weeks ago after 9 black church members were shot dead in Charleston, allegedly by a white gunman. State lawmakers decided to remove the flag, and Governor Nikki Haley signed the bill into law yesterday. What would she say to those who believe the flag is being unfairly targeted?
In South Carolina, we honor tradition. We honor history. We honor heritage. But there's a place for that flag, and that flag needs to be in a museum where we will continue to make sure that people can honor it appropriately.
She was on the Today Show this morning. Now to Washington, where the head of the government's personnel office is under fire from members of both political parties, following revelations that hackers broke into government computers and stole the personal information of millions of Americans, millions more than first thought. AP White House correspondent Mark Smith says she has at least one very important supporter.
The White House says the president has confidence that Catherine Archuleta remains the right person to beef up cybersecurity in the aftermath of the massive breach at the Office of Personnel Management. In a conference call with reporters, Archuleta said she understands the magnitude of the breach and is committed to continuing her work.
Stocks are posting solid gains in early trading as Greece moves closer to sealing a deal for new loans from its creditors. The Dow is up 184 points at the moment. GM is recalling some of its SUVs because the rear lift gate can suddenly fall. This is AP Radio News. Great Britain is urging all British tourists to leave Tunisia following last month's terror attack that killed 30 British citizens. Now, Tunisia's prime minister is responding. Our Kyle McKinnon is overseas.
Britain says Tunisia hasn't done enough to enhance security, and another terrorist attack is highly likely in that northern African country. Tunisia's prime minister insists his country has done everything in its power to protect foreign tourists. Hundreds of thousands of Brits visit the beaches of Tunisia each year, and the British government's decision is a new wound for Tunisia's struggling tourism industry. Tunisian Prime Minister Habib Assid says his government will help evacuate British citizens, but he plans to speak to his British counterpart, David Cameron, about the repercussions of the decision. Kyle McKinnon, London.
Singer Ariana Grande has apologized for a second time for licking donuts at a California donut shop and saying, "I hate America," on a video that surfaced later. I'm Rita Foley, AP Radio News.